Welcome to the Shine in Sales podcasts, presented by Sales Women Training, India's first and only community enabling women to excel in sales. Whether you're a corporate professional losing sleep over meeting your sales quotas, or a woman entrepreneur wondering how to get more customers, or a student pondering about the right career choice for you, Sales Women Training is the perfect community for you. We inspire you to sell better by providing you with opportunities to network and collaborate with the best sales leaders and mentors. Access to our carefully curated digital content and workshops. And above all, exclusive one-on-one mentoring with the finest sales coaches and mentors. If you would like to know more about the secrets of successful selling, do join us at saleswomentoring.com. Having spent over 2.5 decades in the corporate world, I realized that I was not doing anything different, you know, trying to sell 10 accounts a day and close those deals, and quarter on quarter, the same thing was going on. And then I realized that I was not really very happy. So I quit and I started a private limited company to offer sales consulting. But then again, I found that my heart was not in it. After this, I really did some thinking. I attended a leadership impact program for women. And there I was asked a very important question, which I think each of us should be asking ourselves. What is your purpose? And what is your passion? At that time, I realized that two subjects which I was very, very strongly passionate about. One was that women should be independent and make their own life and career choices. And the second is obviously sales. I also realized that if I bring the two together, I would be doing something which I feel very strongly about. And that's what led me to start the community for women in sales, which is called Sales Women Mentoring, which is India's first, as you mentioned. And we offer one-on-one mentoring and workshops, boot camps, networking opportunities and career opportunities for women to succeed in sales. And the why of this is quite obvious. I'm sure both of you are, a lot of you are aware that there are very few women in sales, hardly 35% at entry level. And at leadership levels, there are just about 10%. And having been a woman sales leader, I realized that there are too few women at the top especially. And I thought that if my journey and my experience and my knowledge of sales can help other women to succeed in sales, I should be doing something to make a difference. And so I decided that if I want to see the change, I should be the change. And that's why the community started.
What has been your experience? I mean, in terms of women in sales, is it a choice that they don't make? Or is it a choice that they're afraid of making? Or is it a choice which is not very well recognized?
Well, the reasons for not many women being in sales are varied. There are gender biases, there are stereotypes, there is well-meaning advice given to us in the corporate world itself that sales is not a career meant for women. And there are also sometimes our own limiting beliefs, you know, which make us compromise, which make us choose accommodation over ambition, and which make us choose the softer career options. Sales is perceived as very aggressive. It is male dominated. It's full of pressure, targets, traveling. And a lot of women are not confident that they can do justice to a sales role as well as take care of their other responsibilities. And they do feel that they have to choose, and that is why they make the so-called safer choices. Some of it is to do with the external biases, but a lot of it is to do with the chatter inside ourselves. And we need to overcome that first and proactively choose roles in sales, which women are not doing. And the last thing I want to say here is that sales as a profession is not viewed as, it does not have the place of pride, which it deserves. Whereas you could say there are more glamorous options like marketing or branding. And with great pride, I would probably say that my son or daughter is an engineer, a doctor. Maybe a salesperson doesn't say that with the same pride. And for that to happen, I think we should view sales not as a profession, but as a calling and an opportunity to add value, an opportunity to change lives every day, and an opportunity to make a difference. Once we view it that way, I'm sure the pride and passion will come out in our work, and we will bring that difference to our jobs every single day.
So with respect to the growth of women in sales, do you think it's a question of competence or it's a question of confidence?
definitely I would not say it is competence, because all of us are born with the same intelligence and the same competence. There's something called the Dunning-Kruger effect, which I also wrote about, which talks about people regularly overestimating themselves, mostly men. And here I don't want to sound like I'm against men. But women have the opposite of this Dunning-Kruger effect, where we regularly underestimate ourselves. And research has proved that we don't apply for jobs until we tick off all the boxes. We don't speak up at meetings until we have all the information which is needed in order to give a perspective. Whereas a man would probably apply for the same position if he meets 60% of the qualifications. So women need to work really on their self-belief and confidence, because once you're confident about your abilities, once you believe in yourself, you will act. And only when you act, you can overcome your fear. So a lot of women who don't choose sales, I tell them not to second guess. I tell them not to keep on thinking about what could go wrong. I will not be able to do justice, or it is too pressurizing. Rather, step into it, experience it, see what you can do, and then decide. Make an informed choice. Don't decide from outside, you know, whether it is the right place for you and whether you can succeed. Step into it and then decide.
What, according to you, should be the yardstick that women in sales should measure themselves with, other than, you know, the target achievement?
Like I said even earlier, that if you go from deal to deal, or quarter to quarter, or one customer to the other, you will always remain unfulfilled and you will never be satisfied, because you are viewing this as any other job. And okay, I'm coming to office. You will never feel excited about going back to that role. Whereas sales, actually, you should view as a calling. It's a very rare opportunity to add value to people's lives, to provide solutions to their problems, to change their lives, to improve their lives for the better. Once we start viewing sales like that, we will definitely bring that excitement, that passion, and that pride to work with ourselves every day. And that will make all the difference to the way we sell.
True. You have a vision of touching 1 lakh women in sales through your organization, Sales Women Mentoring. Could you tell us something about that?
Right. So like I said earlier, Sales Women Mentoring as a community is to encourage and mentor women to succeed in sales. And by women, I don't only mean corporate sales professionals, because we know how few of them there are. It means women entrepreneurs and also women students. Who would like to choose sales as a career but have no clue. And as you know, when you do your MBA, you're theoretically equipped to sell. But a lot of women don't choose sales roles because of various reasons. So ultimately, Sales Women Mentoring as a community wants to elevate. Through that, I want to elevate the place of sales in the world. And also to ensure that women proactively choose sales. And once they do choose, they remain in sales and succeed to reach leadership levels. I would like to impact as many and touch the lives of as many women as possible. 1 lakh is a benchmark I've set initially, but ultimately the objective is to impact many lives and to impact more and more women in sales. You've seen there are organizations in the US and across the world, like National Association for Women Sales Professionals, Utah Women in Sales, started by Lynette, who I admire a lot. But there is no such organization in India promoting, encouraging the cause of women in sales. And that is why I think the more lives we touch, including women like yourself, I know that you're also working towards promoting this, the more lives we touch, the more difference we can make.
Great. So in my personal experience, you know, while people may categorize us as, you know, being functionally in sales, I think all the other departments as well, be it marketing, be it finance, there is an element of selling what you're doing to your boss, to your, skip level seniors. So I think there is an element of selling involved in each function. What do you think about that?
I absolutely agree with you. So when a woman entrepreneur, I mean, when any entrepreneur comes to me and I ask them, what is it that you do? They all talk about their product, or they all talk about their organization. I am in semiconductors, I sell insulators, or I sell computers and so on. But no one talks about selling. No one talks about servicing the customer. And ultimately, I think that there is no business which can exist without the customer. And all other functions, I'm not ruling out their importance, obviously, but they cannot exist if there's no customer. And that is why sales has to be at the forefront of the business. And the salespeople have to have place of pride in an organization, because they are the ones who bring in the customer for whom we all exist in the company. So if somebody says that I don't need to sell, or I don't know how to sell, or that's not my job and I can outsource it or delegate it, I certainly feel that they are wrong, especially entrepreneurs, because you need it in every part in your daily life too. For example, you're trying to convince your children to eat more vegetables because it is good for health. It involves a certain amount of negotiating, and it involves a certain amount of convincing. And the better you are as a salesperson, the more it will help you even in your daily life and your daily interactions, whether it is with your family or your reporting manager, negotiating for a raise or promotion, or whether it is ultimately getting a deal from a customer.
You know, while you were talking, I was looking at some stats, right? And it's quite amazing, right? I think the sales problem is a little more an Indian problem, right? Because globally, women in sales is like about 40-42%, right? Which looks very healthy compared to tech, for instance, right? Where women in tech are like some 28% of the population, right? And we constantly hear how, you know, when you look at coders and developers and technology people, the women are almost missing over there, right? So do you see that? Do you see that it's a India-specific problem around sales leadership amongst women, or is it a global problem you see? And two, I mean, when you get into leadership positions, right, I mean, in most of the companies, you know, that we see around us, is it sales that kind of takes you leadership, or is it other functions like marketing and finance and all? Where is the leadership coming from mostly?
Well, I'll answer your question in two parts, because you asked me two questions. I do not think it's a India specific problem. I think it's across the world. If you see female workforce participation across the world, the average is 40%. In India, it is half of that. And similar statistics in sales, though I do not have the numbers here, but we have similar statistics. So India is following the world numbers, I would say. And the problem is more acute in sales. At entry level, you have 35-40%. You were right there. In B2B and tech selling, it is slightly less. But at leadership roles, it varies from about 12% to about 19%. So again, we are talking about an acute gap in terms of leadership positions. So there is this leaking bucket, and a lot of women are joining, but they are leaving because of the pressure, because of the fact that maybe the work-life responsibilities are too much. And this is a common challenge women across face. It is not only for women in sales. There is an additional problem, of course, of the targets and the traveling. But obviously, sales offers more flexibility than a lot of other career options, which is what I keep telling women. Then there is also a problem of women not being paid fairly for equal performance. Women are paid 21% less in sales. In fact, again, research by Exactly has proved that our quota achievement rates for women are 8% higher than men. For women-led teams, the quota achievement rates are 3% higher than a male-led teams. But despite making economic and business sense, there are still fewer women in sales. So that is to answer your first part of your question, that it's a global problem. And that is why you have organizations like I mentioned earlier across the world. And the second thing you asked is, where are the leaders coming from? Well, it is across, because if you see organizations, world-class organizations like Cisco, the sales leaders are the ones becoming the CEOs. It is clearly they who lead. So it depends on a lot of different organizations. Even in BFSI, I see a lot of salespeople who have become heads and CEOs and MDs of organizations. So it is not necessary that, you know, to be a CEO, you need to come from a finance background or you need to come from a certain background. I think the qualities of a leader do not depend on the function you come from. They are innate. And salespeople by themselves are much more confident, and they are able to influence and persuade people because that has been their job. And that is why they carry people and customers and close deals better than others. So I do think, maybe I am biased, that they would make better
makes sense.
Leaders.
It makes great sense, right? I mean, you know, sales teach you how to hustle your way through, right? Most other functions may not teach you, right, on an ongoing basis. But sales ka to roj ka kaam yehi hai, right? He has to convince everybody every day to buy your product, right, again and again. So makes a lot of sense to me. Thanks, Chitra.
Right. And one more point I would like to add here is that sales, you know, there are very negative connotations, words like, you know, canny, aggressive, pushy, and even hustling. You know, I know that American Hustle, etc. There are so many movies. It may sound negative, but the fact is that ultimately, like I said earlier, that selling helps change lives, and salespeople help change lives every day. And I do believe, whether others don't believe or not, that we are changing the world one customer at a time. And so viewing sales as merely, you know, something which is a pushy or a profession in which I'm trying to sell you what I have rather than trying to solve your problem, I don't think it's the right way of looking at sales.
As you were talking, I was able to visualize some of my sales experiences with clients, and I was able to resonate with what you were saying. Right. You know, we've mostly seen when we do coaching and when we do leadership coaching at various levels in organizations, we see that, and especially after the mandate of women on boards, we see that there has been an opportunity which the organizations are trying to give women to get coached. But, you know, beyond GM, VP level, when it comes to being or serving on the boards, they upfront say that, you know, I can't, you know, I want to balance my life, and so I can't, you know, take that up. What would you advise this set of?
Well, you know, it is up to you how you react to the circumstances around you. You cannot change the circumstances, but you can certainly change your responses to those circumstances. So if you're getting an opportunity, grab it. You cannot say that, and you cannot say, talk from both sides that, you know, I'm not offered a seat at the table. And when you are, refuse it because you have opportunities. The point that, you know, we are forced to choose, I don't think it is absolutely true, because those choices are in our hands, and the choices you make today define your tomorrows. So we have to make the right choices for ourselves, not the choices which the world expects, or not the choices which make us more accepted. And the choices should not be for validation or endorsement. The choices should, in fact, be in keeping with your highest values. And if you feel that your highest value is to serve, is to help people to make a difference to their lives, then I think sales is the profession for you. And then you should grab every opportunity to get into a leadership role. And also the fact is that if there are more women in leadership roles, we pave the way for other women behind us. And we help others and we lift them up. So if an opportunity comes, the first thing to do, grab it.
When you do, you know, sales women mentoring, right? I mean, is this a lot more motivational, or is it the same for men and women? You're just focused more on the women and helping them succeed in sales, right? So I'm just trying to understand what are the differences, right, in this mentoring?
Yeah, so if you're talking about whether we only help them with selling skills, no, because you have to work on a person's mind in order to help them to succeed, right? And success in sales is the same as success everywhere, right? There are some traits which are uniquely associated with sales, but to get success in life, you have to do the same things as you need to do to get success in sales. So ultimately, you are right. It is a motivational talk. It is a lot of confidence building, because a lot of women come to me. They are competent. They have the abilities. Yesterday, I had mentored a woman and she is competent. She has the experience. She has everything. And yet she's not confident. She's going on thinking, do I need more skills? Do I need to do some courses? Do I need more technical knowledge? I don't understand CRM, X, Y, Z. We constantly second guess. I told her, you can't learn how to swim by standing at the edge of the water. You have to jump in. You can't be testing the water all the time. And you can't be wondering whether it's deep here or whether it's better tomorrow or whether I should jump once the instructor comes. You can't be waiting for someone else to come and hold your hand and help you. You have to jump and then you have to swim. So take the chance today. So it is a lot of motivational talk. I do agree with you. But the skills you need to succeed in sales and reach leadership levels are the same, with one extra edge. Which is that you must believe that sales is a profession of pride. You have to have the pride in your profession in order to succeed in sales. If you think that it is just, you know, something which you have to do for a living, you will not succeed in sales. You have to believe it's your calling.
And this is interesting, right? Because if you look at online sales, right, or telemarketing sales and all, the number of women over there are perhaps much higher, right? I won't know the numbers, but it's something to do with the the physicality of it, the travel of it, or what is it? I mean, which is making women less confident to take up sales job, right? Because when I hear them on the phone talking to us, trying to sell a house or a insurance or something, there doesn't seem to be like scarcity of it, right? Does that make sense, Chitra?
Yeah, it does. So we have been conditioned, I think, to opt to take the safer choices, you know, so the office job, so-called desk job, so be in process, be in back-end operations, even in banking. I spent 2.5 decades in banking and I saw so few women in sales. I was the only woman regional head. And even at regional head level, I was the only woman. So you can believe. And we think that banking is full of women. It's not true. They are in operations, they are in process, they are in branch banking, but they are not in sales. So part of it is that we don't proactively choose those roles because of conditioning, because we feel that, you know, the three M's, which I keep calling it, marriage, mobility, motherhood, they will all put brakes on our sales career. We can't leave a small child alone. We won't be able to do justice to our responsibilities. We have all these thoughts going on in our heads. And very often women do give up their careers. It is not only sales, but I do think that even in terms of other career choices, they do give up their careers because of all these thoughts which go on in our minds. And I say for all these three M's, marriage, mobility, motherhood, there is only one answer, that you have to choose your career. No one else can make that choice for you. Once you choose your career, the other things fall into place because you work around it. And if you cannot leave your child at home, take your child to office. I'm not advocating that you carry your child to office every day. But there are calls I've made with the, you know, the child in the car waiting downstairs for 15 minutes because I couldn't cancel that appointment. It was a government bureaucrat who had given me the appointment. I couldn't cancel it. So she was waiting in the car along with my driver and my sales manager who I put in charge of them for 15 minutes. What I'm trying to say is that we can make these choices and then we can work around them. Of course, you need a strong ecosystem around you. You need a supportive family. You need to ask for help. And a lot of women don't even ask. Just like we are afraid to negotiate, we are afraid to ask. So we need to ask. You need to ask your spouse. You need to ask your mother. You need to ask your family. Again, it's not like your child should be brought up by the neighbors. But at the end of the day, you need all the help and support. And that is why this community too, so that we can share our experiences. And they do have a supportive ecosystem around them, which can give them paths and solutions to a problem. So no problem is insurmountable. It's in your mindset. If you want to do it, you will find the time. And if you want to do it, you will find the way. So a lot of people come back and tell me, I don't have the time to exercise or I don't have the time to do X, Y, Z. With your profession, if it is really important to you, if you choose to give it that place in your life, you will find a way and you will find the path to make yourself succeed.
Thank you for listening to the Shine in Sales podcast presented by Sales Womentoring. If you liked this episode, do listen to our upcoming episodes where we will interview inspiring sales leaders who will share their tips and strategies for success in sales. Happy selling!